G'day everyone, it's Jay and Dave. It's time for another episode of the podcast.
You make it sound like it's something that people can't miss out on.
Well, you could, but you might miss out on some gold. It hasn't happened yet.
We're still yet to, we're like those prospectors out of Western Queensland, still yet to find any gold.
Have you seen that?
You keep digging though.
Well, it's the prospect, that's what it is. Mm. Have you seen that TV show on Seven Mate? About the gold diggers?
Aussie Diggers, yeah.
Yeah, Aussie Diggers, that's it. Yeah. Gold Diggers is a different TV show.
Yeah, I watch Aussie Diggers.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's quite good.
Didn't you know one of the blokes that was on there for a while?
No.
Like in the first series of it or something? I could have swore it was... Well, okay, well, let's just take that back.
No, I know somebody who found a big gold nugget worth $6,000.
Right.
Yeah.
I found a nugget, but that wasn't gold. It was just a lump of dirt.
Oh my God. Just like this breakfast show. Here's the podcast if you've missed it. Jay and Dave in the morning. Yesterday.
Yes.
I was, it came from nowhere. What do you call it when somebody just springs from nowhere and they just start harassing you? What's it called?
Harassment?
Yeah, okay. Let's just run with harassment.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, we had Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young on the show. Mackay has the lowest vaccination rate in Queensland, or one of. So we're trying to boost that up a little bit. Yesterday we had her on the show.
Yeah, it is a bit concerning, yeah.
Then Greg Williamson, our mayor, was speaking at a press conference to the media, if you missed it yesterday.
We need to get out there now and get vaccinated. The government, the health department, the school system, they're doing the absolute best this weekend to make sure there's an availability for all of our residents to get vaccinated. You need to do that now. We are at that critical point in our community of saying, if you don't, you will be placing on our hospital system the onerous task of them being able to actually say who gets the bed, who doesn't, who gets a ventilator, who doesn't, who dies or who doesn't.
I mean, it was pretty blunt. Like, it was a very clear message to get vaccinated, right?
Yeah, well, we should be doing it anyway, yeah.
Because the borders will eventually open. There's no doubt we will have COVID come to our region.
Yeah.
We've heard it a million times before.
Yeah.
So I was accosted, is that the word?
That'll do.
By a lady at the Rural View who is very, very adamant that we are part of a conspiracy theory.
Okay, so what's the conspiracy this time?
That the so when you go and have your vaccination, oh sorry, your test for COVID, which a lot of us did at Mackay Showground,
which you shove up the nose, right?
Well, there's a microchip on the end of that.
Okay, let's
go to Dave. Don't laugh.
Okay,
don't laugh.
All right. I'm trying to be objective here.
There's a microchip that goes into your nostril passage.
Yeah.
And it's positioned there. But over time, it releases some liquid that goes into your body that then turns you into a magnet.
A magnet? What sort of magnet are we talking about here?
Fridge magnet. Instead of a koala, I'm just sitting there on your fridge.
I was hoping a chick magnet, but okay.
So she's adamant. This lady was adamant. So I thought, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I'll do some research. I'll go home.
Yeah.
And I Googled being magnetized from the vaccine, right?
Right.
And sure enough, there's a group of people who believe that your skin turns magnetized when you get the vaccine.
Okay.
But then you've got the doctors come out and say, no, that's not true, whatever. The other part of the conversation was you do start transmitting.
Okay. Sure.
And I just said to her, look, it's just not true. I felt like saying halfway through the conversation, can you just pause for a second? I'm currently downloading a fax that I've just printed out.
Right.
But she just didn't want to hear it. And I said, okay, look, that's fine. Everybody has their own opinions.
Yeah.
I get there's a group of people who do believe that this is a way to track you and all that sort of stuff. And I said, so are you being vaccinated? She says, yes, I'm booked in for next week.
So she's happy to be transmitting.
Yes.
Right.
So she's doing it. She's getting vaccinated because she said, I don't want to pass it on, but just to let you know that the government aren't going to find out where you are. And as I've said before, I have a very boring life. Like, they're going to dial into... If I ever get COVID and they have to contract to trace me, they're going to say, this guy is dead shit boring. He goes to work and he goes home. That's all he does.
It's like watching cat videos on YouTube. It's just... They're just transmitting into you.
Boring!
Good morning.
Now, Chief Health Officer, you have done a fantastic job, an amazing job over the last, well, navigating this pandemic for 18 months. Is it tiring?
Oh, it is, but it's also fantastic to see the response from Queenslanders. But the job's not yet done. Mm. So we've done a really good job in Queensland in keeping the virus out, but now it's going to come in. So we've just got to protect ourselves by getting vaccinated. So that's rapidly rolling out across the state. But in a few areas, it's taking a little bit longer. Once the virus starts circulating through our state, which it will very soon, it will definitely hunt out those people who aren't vaccinated.
There is a lot of confusion when it comes to the vaccines, though. You know, like some people have to have the AstraZeneca, then there's the Pfizer, then there's the Moderna, and now there's a new pill apparently as well. It just gets confusing for the average person.
Of course it does, and that's why I'm going around the state to try and remove some of that confusion. Hmm. So now in Queensland, and indeed across the whole state, anyone can choose which vaccine they want.
And Dave and I have both had AstraZeneca, so we're waiting for our second jab. If somebody's listening to this at the moment, Dr. Young, and saying, oh, well, I've had AstraZeneca, can I go and get a second jab? But does it have to be Moderna? Can it be Pfizer? Did you say that? Or
at the moment, at this point in time, ATAGI, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, that body at the Commonwealth level that advises on vaccines, is saying you can't mix and match your vaccines. At this stage, you've got to have a second one that's the same as the first one.
When it comes to the different vaccines, we've gone from needle down to pill now. Can we take it one step further for the uptake and see if we can do a deal with either Forex Gold or Bundaberg Rum and put it in the drinks?
That would work so much easier.
Like, the uptake would be fantastic. We'd be at 100%, wouldn't we?
We've got to think of ideas like that. We really do. But there isn't a pill available. That's different. Mm. Vaccines are all for COVID or delivered by a nurse. So don't let people think that they can hold out and get a pill, because I know some people really don't like needles.
I'm one of those people, but we have to do it to keep our community safe. And as you said, I've just been handed a couple of questions. Is it possible that there's going to be more variants? And if we do get more variants, this is from our listeners, these questions. If there's more variants, does that mean we have to get boosters or extra vaccines down the track?
You've got a very clever listener there. At this stage, we've actually seen Delta being the predominant variant for a long time. It hasn't really been taken over by any other variants. So, yes, there is a possibility there could be more variants, but at the moment it looks like Delta's what we're having to face, and it's pretty tough.
Vaccinations are important. Here's just another question from another listener. Vaccinations are obviously important. We're encouraging everybody in Mackay with Sundays to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
But will masks be part of our long-term future?
Possibly, but I hope to see that we need them a lot less.
Yeah, right.
There are comfortable, and I know people don't like them. I personally don't like them. They're very effective, but we'll just have to see what we do going forward. At the moment, it's really important everyone has rapid access to one so they can quickly use one if we start seeing any spread in the community.
And one last question, I know, because you are on a tight time frame this morning. Will cases rise when the border? We obviously know that the cases will rise when Queensland borders open up. And will the chunk of population who have had the vaccination, that's not saying that they're never going to get this disease, you can still get it, but it gives you the better chance at survival, right?
Much, much, much better chance.
Okay.
So around 95%. So if you've been vaccinated, the chance of you getting serious disease is actually very low.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for the time there. Can't wait for the Shazza and Dazza variants to come out.
The beer, so we can drink the beer and we'll be vaccinated. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for that. And of course, you want to hear that again on our podcast, triplem.com.au. They've done a great job in keeping our state safe, along with Anastasia Palaszczuk as well, with Jay and Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
We've invited one of the loveliest politicians you will ever get to meet.
One of our friends as well.
Yeah, I don't know where to go to from that after
Never
that.
For Sunday,
I'll take that. Thanks very much,
folks. Your hair looks great.
The niceties to start with.
We were just talking about your hair off the air.
Why, thanks.
I love your hair. You're looking fantastic, but look what you've got in your hand there.
I've got The rock that we had painted that was holding up my desk, you'll be pleased to know I have a new desk, which is great. But yeah, my hairstyle's changed since then.
We might need a new rock, fellas. I'll put a photo up of that on our Facebook page today. It's great.
It's great. Great to be with you on a Friday morning as well.
Hard subjects we have to talk about, though. Two in particular, Mental Health Awareness Week and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Two things that really do affect our region, aren't they?
They do. And they don't discriminate, and they affect people all across our region, whether you're male, female, or come from a culturally, linguistically diverse background. Doesn't matter what your socioeconomic background is, it doesn't matter what your sexual preference is, it doesn't discriminate. So whether it be mental health, and it's under the National Mental Health Foundation, it's their Mental Health Awareness Month, and their theme and focus really is on the pandemic and our resilience and challenges post-pandemic, and we're really still in the pandemic. So it is all about checking in with people, and it's about doing really simple things as well to look after yourself.
The more we talk about this sort of subject, the less of a stigma there's attached to it. You know, it's not taboo anymore to say, "Oh, I'm not doing so well mentally." It can be a disease, but also having that access to
resources.
It's a good thing, because the more we talk about it, more resources are pumped into this, right?
Absolutely. I'm patron for the Whitsunday Suicide Prevention Network, and we had our awards evening and AGM this week, and you know, there was a group of guys there called Blokes in Business. They get together, drink some beer over the bar once a month with about 40 other male business owners. And the local pub then matches their funds. But what that's really about, and we're not promoting a drinking culture, let's drink responsibly. What they were saying, it was actually about getting blokes together and being able to have a chat and just blow off some steam. And they've actually been able to intervene and support some of their mates through that initiative. So it's just those really small things where you can come together and just check in and are you okay?
Yeah.
And similarly with Sexual Assault Awareness Month, that's all about believing. It's all about when someone comes to you with something that has occurred that makes them feel uncomfortable or something more serious, it's that in the first instance you believe them and that you help them get that support as well. And it's so prevalent. It's actually on the increase, which is sad, in both cases, mental health and also sexual assault and sexual violence.
And like you say, it doesn't discriminate. We saw some high-profile sporting stars on the TV this week saying they came out and had said the few things that happened when they were young, and they know people who have also been affected when they were young. So now's the time to teach your kids as well. Teaching your kids and giving them information young is a key as well.
It is. It's early intervention. Yep. It's teaching kids to be kind. It's teaching kids to also be really aware of their feelings and emotions and never, you know, disregard them, and to be able to listen to little people. So because, you know, I think as adults we grow and we sort of steer away from our gut, and if we sort of trusted our gut a bit more, whether it comes to how you're feeling mentally or what's going on or who you're interacting with, what feels good and what doesn't, and you speak up and share that with people, I think that's part of the first steps.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, are there websites that someone can go to?
There is.
Behind the scenes?
There is. So obviously we've got Beyond Blue and Lifeline for Mental Health, and we've got, you know, your local GP's one as well, but also the Queensland Sexual Assault Network. They cover into our entire state, and here we've got sexual assault counsellors at Mackay Women's Centre, as well as at Queensland Health as well. So if you need help, get out there.
We'll put those links onto our page as
great.
Well.
Great. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Always good to see what's on plan for today.
I'm back in Parliament next week, but I'm actually going abseiling after the Resource Industry Network lunch. I'm out to Caelan this morning to the Bowls Club, and then tonight we've got the Tourism Awards. So, and I'm not abseiling for fun, but the Mackay Bushwalkers just received a big grant and said, do you want to abseil down Dumbleton? Well, why not? It's Friday afternoon, so I'm going to give that a crack.
We're streaming from here.
We may just need a new member for the Whitsundays. We're not quite sure until later tonight.
What was funny was when they said, make sure you wear pants. And I thought,
what a good tip that is.
Good tip for today on a Friday.
Always good to see you, Amanda. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
A member for Whitsundays, Amanda Cam, joining us live in our studio this morning with Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Triple M. Missed anything on the show today? You can catch up anytime, triplem.com.au. You haven't missed a Suburban Song. Rock in the
suburbs. Triple M Suburban Songs.
And I know that you would have been devastated had you have missed out on this morning.
It's a go-to thing each and every week, isn't it?
We've spun the wheel up. It landed on...
Believe in miracles.
Hot chocolate.
Way from.
Back me up here.
You sexy thing.
You sexy thing.
Well, I'm from Rural View, actually. Thanks for asking. And it was about Mackay Regional Council's
Try the Five.
So you've written a script.
Yes.
You've got it together?
I have. There's a couple of extra bits there that I'd like you to do.
I wasn't talking about the script. I was just saying, do you have it together in general?
Well, no.
Ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Enjoy, folks. Don't forget, Try the Five. Happens for the next few weeks. Details, triplem.com.au.
Time to build some muscles. Try the Five. Don't cost a thing.
Don't cost a thing, no.
Team or individual. And it's not for long. 5 weeks, the end.
Bring it down.
Dance breaks in this song.
I know, right? Here we go again.
Chorus number two.
Get off the couch, baby. Bring a friend or a few. We've already done Zumba at the Key. We've already done Aqua Pilates. But Sunday, you can join Dragon Boat people. Next week, it's about teams. Try AFL for free.
Here we go.
Time to build some muscles. Try the Five. Don't cost a thing.
Don't cost a thing, no.
Team or individual. And it's not for long. 5 weeks then ends.
Tia, Tia, Tia.
Here we go again.
Okay.
It might seem like ages that you've gone for a run. Did you know Try the Five is paid for?
Cha-ching.
Did you know tomorrow you can gain sailing, or next Friday, lawn bowls might be your action at Mackay City. Remember, it's all free. Time to build some muscles. Try the Five. Don't cost a thing.
Don't cost a thing, no.
Team or individual. And it's not for long. 5 weeks then ends. Time to get moving, Mackay.
It's all free.
It's all free.
Get active, baby.
It's all free. It's all free.
No matter what your fitness level.
It's all free. It's all free.
Go dinghy sailing this Sunday.
It's all free. It's all free.
Then go for a bike ride.
It's all free. It's all free.
Get yourself breakfast for free.
It's all free.
It's going to continue singing there. I thought that was the It's All Free, so is that finished already?
Ah, that'll do.
Now, Dave, there's a competition amongst us, and we want to get involved this morning.
Yeah, well, it's a family rivalry, this one. Mm. It's dad versus son from Good Day Cafe. The dad, John, against Brandon, the son. Mm. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Brandon, how do you pronounce it? Is it Y-A-W or your?
Your, as in, yeah, your food. Yeah.
See, I said to Dave this morning, oh, we're talking to Brandon from Your Food. And he goes, you're what? Sorry, you're? And I'm like, you're, Y-A-W. I had to give this big explanation on how to pronounce it.
And then I understood it. It's like, oh, okay, I've been calling it Y-A-W for since it started.
That's all right.
So we're trying to, now you guys have got a rivalry going on at the moment. How are you competing against each other?
So we're having like a battle of the burgers. So Dad's got his burger all ready to go, and then I've got mine ready to go. So we're just gonna see who wins based on sales, and then we're gonna donate all the takings to your kids' Christmas foundation.
Oh, it's fantastic! The Triple M Toy Drive appeal, which is back again this year too, by the way, helping out the Salvation Army and Broken Ballerina.
So which burgers are we talking about here? Because you got some pretty lush ones, I must admit.
Yeah, we go. Well, I'll go mine first. So we got. It's got 150-gram beef patty.
Oh.
It's got a crumbs macaroni patty.
Oh.
It's got brisket, maple bacon, black garlic aioli, maple barbecue. So it's pretty intense. And then I think Dad's got. So he's kind of cheated a little bit. He's got something very similar, but he's got like a sausage patty. And then he's made his own like cheddar jack cheese sauce, and it's got chips on it, and yeah, it's pretty full on that burger.
God. Brandon, do you know if in Australia you're legally allowed to marry a burger? Because that sounds like I'm in love already.
We can always have a go.
So how long is the competition on for? Where does it start?
So it starts today.
Yep.
So it runs Thursday and Friday. And yeah, we just thought, you know, we always try and give back to the community because the community always supports us. So,
absolutely.
You know.
All right, get out there.
Okay, yeah, so go to Yore.
Yep. Yep, go to Yore in Gregory Street.
That's the one. And also Good Day Cafe out at Padgett.
Yep. Yep, in Caterpillar Drive next to Hastings.
Yeah, but you don't want to give your dad too much promotion because, you know, you want to win this, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's some bragging, right? So,
exactly right.
I think we need to try it both.
Yeah, oh, look, we're doing it for the good of the community, Dave.
Yeah, it's product testing.
Of course it is, yeah.
We'll put the details onto our Facebook page this morning. Brendan, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
You're
really appreciate it.
No worries, Jeff. Thank you for that.
And, of course, some proceeds, and the proceeds going towards the... What are you doing?
I've got to wipe my mouth.
Triple M Toy Drive appeal. Of course you do. I should have known. Being a Friday, sorry, Thursday, not Friday. It's time for Theatrical Thursday. So what movie are we doing today?
We are doing Never Been Kissed, the Drew Barrymore movie.
Oh, God. All right, who suggested this one?
Well, this was Michelle in Kamala. Thank you very much, Michelle. This was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
It takes you back to partly to the 80s or the early 90s when Josie first went to school.
Oh, that's right, because she's the undercover reporter.
That's right.
But she's going back to school to see what, I think it's about drugs and like the school culture, isn't it?
That's exactly right, yeah. So she's doing this undercover thing. Her brother was the popular guy in school, and she wasn't. She was a bit of a nerd. So she's asking him for help, and his name's Rob, who's played by you.
Oh, God. All right.
You ready to go?
No. All right, here we go. So I'm rolling this, starting this off, am I?
You are.
Okay, here we go.
Roll 'em. Action.
Josie, you've been to college. You're successful. You wash your hair now. You're not Josie Grossy anymore.
Don't you realise how much I wanted to be you in high school? Just for 1 minute to feel what it was like to be popular?
Come on. It's not that hard. All you need is one person. Once the right person thinks you're cool, you're in. Everyone else will just be too scared to question it.
Is that true?
Little known fact. Josie takes it in. Oh, okay, that's the director's note.
Okay, here we go.
Look, you don't want to show them, Gus, Billy, yourself, that you're not freaked out by the cool kids anymore. That you can go and be there and just be friends with them and get your story.
Yes, desperately.
Plus, if you quit, you're better than me. Oh my God, you're no better than me. I need a coffee.
Better than I.
Oh, that's your line. That's the spirit. Now say it. I'm not Josie Grossy anymore.
I'm not Josie Grossy anymore.
Louder.
I'm not Josie Grossy anymore.
Oh my God.
I think.
And that's the moment where they flash that moment where she's out in the veranda of her house.
That's right,
and
yes.
And the guy in the car comes
to the prom.
Pick her, yeah, and he throws eggs at her.
Yeah.
That was very triggering for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you Josie Grossy?
I was totally a Josie Grossy at school.
Were you really?
I was like the dorky. Like, I had friends, and not the cool kids didn't pick on me.
Yeah.
And I still am friends with the cool kids now, but I was just wasn't. In the cool group, but I wasn't in the nerdy group either.
Oh,
I was in between. I was an in-betweener.
You were an in-betweener.
Now I'm cool.
Yeah,
I went to the high school reunion. Everyone's like, hey, oh my God, what are you doing? And all these people who were like, I'm going to be a surgeon and I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, are working at service stations and stuff, which is not bad.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, you said you were going to work in radio. What are you doing? I'm like, working in radio.
See, that's good. When
there's
you go to
payback,
yeah, yeah, when you go to a school reunion and do that, that's great.
Mm.
That's why I have never been to one.
There you go. Another week. Another podcast done.
Yeah. We did say wait for the gold. It didn't happen.
No. Find somebody else's podcast on the listener app if you want to find gold. Usually Hamish and Andy's, but not ours.
That's why they're number one.
Yeah, they are, actually.
Yeah.
Quite funny.
Check that one out.
Unlike us. And, of course, you can hear us at weekdays from 5:30 on the Kind of Sunday's Triple M and streaming live here on the listener app.